Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
That was White Poppy from her forthcoming album, Natural Phenomena. What a track. Confusion. White Poppy's back, took a bit of a break after her big last album and huge tour, moved to the island and regrouped, and she's back. So that album is going to be out in June on Not Not Fun Records, mixed by Jay Arner. Sounds lovely. Very nice, Crystal. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Today, all CanCon. It's SoCan Monitoring Week, so why not make sure my Canadian friends get a little cash, as they say. But yeah, it's a great excuse to play all CanCon. I love CanCon, and so much good stuff happening north of 49. So let's celebrate that today. I've got a guest in the studio, but we'll chat to him later, or maybe not. But Andy is a new intern here at CITR for a few weeks, so that's exciting too. Let's move on. We're going to listen to a Montreal band, Free Love Fenner. They have a new record coming out on Bayonet Records. They were a longtime artist on Fixture Records in Montreal, but they've switched things up for their next record. But nothing out on that yet. I'm going to play a song from In the Bottle Garden, one of two EPs that they released before their last album. And they're both, all of their music is so lovely, but I feel like this doesn't get as much attention because it's sort of on a sold-out cassette. So this is the song New Direction from Free Love Fenner from their EP In the Bottle Garden. It's a beautiful song. Here we go, Free Love Fenner.
I could see it in the street. chance to show her what it really means to love her. The way you'd love her. The way you'd love to love her. The way you'd love her. Closer to the ending, she's still out pretending. Recognize the way she feels about him. She'll just go on living. The river keeps on rolling. Knowing all the time she'll never understand just what it means to love her. The way you'd love her. The way you'd love.
Thank you.
That was OK Vancouver OK from their album Influences, the song Building Away, released last year. Before that, we heard new Mac DeMarco from his forthcoming EP. It's called Another One, and that song was The Way You'd Love Her. He recently played two shows at the Biltmore, both big sellouts, and they've just announced like months and months and months more tour for him. He's going to be back in Vancouver on at the end of October. He's playing Halloween at the Commodore, and the night before, too. Two nights at the Commodore for Mac DeMarco. That guy is taking off. Anyways, before that, we heard Brave Radar, also on Fixture Records, with the song Out of Reach. And at the top, New Direction by Free Love Fenner. Very nice. It's the All CanCon episode of Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'd like to remind you that CITR CITR studios are located on unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Up next, Steve Adamick Band from Ottawa. Nice garage rock. Sound good? Sounds good to me. Here we go. Here is the song Suicide from the album Dial Tone. Wow.
Thank you. Métis in Space, live from the UBC Longhouse.
May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Join us for a special live taping of the podcast
Métis in Space
from the UBC Longhouse on unceded Musqueam territory. Admission is free and light refreshments will be provided. This May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. And thank you to this event's sponsors, the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, the Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival, and CITR. The Fire Hall Art Center's God and the Indian explores one of Canada's darkest chapters, the residential school system. Celebrated playwright Drew Hayden Taylor's Black Humor illuminates this heartbreaking story of a Cree woman who cannot escape her past, on from May 20th to 30th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Ace Martin's from the album or EP, Silent Days. Let's call it what it is, an EP, five songs. The song was Waiting. You won't have to wait long if you'd like to see Ace Martin's. They're going to be playing at the Lido this Tuesday night. The Lido, one of the best bars in Vancouver by far, and it's a free show, as all their shows are, I believe, and they have excellent cocktails. So that's next Tuesday at the Lido. If you can't, oh, I should say, before we heard that, we heard Babysitter from their tape 3, the song Real Wild Child's Gone Totally Mild, one of the classic screech garage songs of the West Coast of the last few years, that category. And before that, we heard Tough Age from their self-titled debut album, the song We're Both to Blame. Tough Age have a new record coming out. Look for that soon on Mint. And then at the top, Steve Adam McMahon from Ottawa from the album Dial Tone, the song Suicide. If you cannot wait to see live music until Tuesday at the Lido, there's a pretty swell-looking show happening tonight at 303 Columbia. Happy Hour Radio, which is, I think, an Emily Carr radio thing, is putting on a show there featuring Mesa Luna, Whitney Kay, and Gal Grayson. Very nice. That's tonight, 303 Columbia. I'm planning to be there. Say hi. And let's give a listen to some of those bands to get you in the mood. Starting off, Gal Grayson, Patrick Garrity's dream pop outfit. He has one cassette out on the long but not, or gone but not forgotten, Green Burrito label. And on that cassette is a song called Infinity. And shortly before that cassette came out, there was a song of his appeared on a CITR compilation called Pop Alliance 3, and it was a slightly different version. So this is a rare version of the song Infinity, and we're going to listen to the Pop Alliance version right now here on CITR 101.9 FM. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was N213 Group Vision from their self-titled cassette out now. That was the song Onus in Time. They're on tour now on the West Coast. They just played with Lightning Bolt in Washington, D.C., which looks super cool. And I really like this cassette. Can't wait to get my hands on it. Before that, we heard Whitney Kay from their mixtape. I'm not sure if it's just a mixtape or if it's called mixtape. That was the song Beat Shake. And before that, from the Pop Alliance compilation number 3, that was Gal Grayson with the song Infinity or Infinity Symbol. I'm not sure. Both Gal Grayson and Whitney Kay are going to be at 303 Columbia tonight. Check it out. Moving on, Adrian Teacher and the Subs have a new EP out. And Adrian Teacher is going to debut that on July 4th, Uncle Sam's birthday at the Toast, playing with pals Supermoon and someone from Sackville, New Brunswick. Should be a heck of a show. So let's listen to the song Thriftin' on a Sunday, Dad Rock. I love it. And then some other East Coast goodness after that. Here we go. Well, he's not East Coast. Anyways, I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, here is Adrian Teacher from Sorta Hafta, his debut EP, the song Thriftin' on a Sunday.
Sensational new show is coming to town. The Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret invite you all to attend the 1955 musical extravaganza, The Scarlet Queen of Mercy. This extraordinary theatrical event came from one spark of inspiration. What if our audience was cast as the extras in a B-movie musical? What's more, if you come dressed to the nines in the style of the times, you could be moved to the VIP section or pulled into the action on stage. This is a fully immersive, totally original, and completely unforgettable event. The Scarlet Queen of Mercy will be at the iconic Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Street in Strathcona. Shows run from May 14th to 17th, 21st to 24th, and a holdover possibility for May 28th to 31st. All shows are at 8 p.m.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday. Thursday night only. Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You got my heart, consolation prize for having to survive, having to survive. Every night, following you, having to survive. Now you are just friends and people insisted on telling you what a great couple you had been. They insisted on telling you.
That was Elevator to Hell, featuring Rick White, formerly of Eric's Trip, from the compilation parts 1 to 3. I think it was 3 EPs released on Sub Pop Records, all brought together, and that song was called Each Day for a Week. One of my favorite records ever. I love that record so much. So good. Before that, Julie Dwarin, formerly of Eric's Trip, from her album I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day, the song Consolation Prize, and at the top, Adrian Teacher and the Subs from Sorta Have to, Thriftin' on a Sunday. 10 minutes left. All right, let's keep at it. Cult Babies, local psych rock band, put out an EP a couple of years back called self-titled, and they're headed to Sled Island. So if you're going to be in Calgary, make sure to check them out. And I know that they've done some recording, so hopefully some new stuff coming from Cult Baby soon. We're going to listen to the song Minakawa. Here are the Cult Babies. No. Sorry. Here are the Cult Babies. Boosh.
We'll be right back.
right. That was Supermoon from their forthcoming cassette, Comet Lovejoy, the song Power Suits. I got to just do a thing here. And they're going to be releasing that cassette on May 30th at Horses Records with their good pal, Chris Horrific and Hermetic. That'll be a fun show. Go see Supermoon on May 30th. Before that, we heard Brave Irene. Haven't been together for a couple of years, but one great record they put out, that's for sure, featuring Rose Melberg and Amanda Petrullo from Adrian Teacher and the Subs and Apollo Ghost and a bunch of other very talented Vancouver musicians. That was the song Tangled Line from their self-titled album released by Slumberland. And at the top, we heard Cult Babies from their self-titled cassette. That was the song Minakawa. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening to this All CanCon special. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Next week, next Thursday, starting at noon, is CITR Access Day. So there's going to be a lot of special programming around issues of access and equality on the airwaves here at CITR. So it's a very special occasion. I will be preempted, but I can't think of a better reason to be preempted. So do tune in next Thursday for that, and then tune in the week after for your regular scheduled CITR programming. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Andy for sitting in today. He was very patient. And have a great weekend. Maybe I'll see you tonight at the Galgration Show. Cool? Cool. Okay, finishing off with a song from my favorite comp of the last long while, Native North America, Volume 1. This is the song I Pity the Country by Willie Dunn. And I pity the country that I live in until October when we can vote for a new government. Okay, here we go. Here is Willie Dunn. Have a great weekend, guys. Let's do that over. I pity myself being a terrible DJ. Ow.
I pity the country. I pity the state. And the mind of a man thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights throws me in jails they all know. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men, the tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and they palm me, they're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Civil servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me. Materialists test me. Pollution, it chokes me. Movies, they joke me. Politicians exploit me. City life, it jades me. Hudson Bay fleets me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity,
is tradition continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from